The acronyms and terminologies I commonly use on this blog. Now, before I begin, I do want to draw your attention to the glossary that I have already put together of terminologies. If you scroll down this blog, on the right-hand side, there's a little section titled Legacy Projects. If you click on the big black link for In Self-Defense, The Life and Times of an Atheist Boy Lover, near the top of that index is a link to the EQF glossary, which covers a lot of these terms. But for this recording, I am only focusing on acronyms and terminologies that I typically use in my regular everyday blogging. So let's get started. The first term is sex. When I speak of sex, I am acknowledging a spectrum of age-appropriate activities which humans are capable of benefiting from. I don't consider all sexual activities appropriate for all ages. But in my opinion, there are a smaller range of activities which should be open to prepubescent children as a protected right and as part of their natural humanity. I consider an adult trying to anally penetrate a child to be an abusive act. Likewise, I consider it an abusive act if an adult tries to get a child to deep throat him, as in the adult tries to force his penis down the throat of a child. When I reference the idea of sex between an adult and a younger child, I'm generally talking about physical touching of the child's body and genitals, or oral stimulation of the child's genitals. It does not include anything that could be described as rough sex. Next term is sex positive. Sex positive means embracing the open and natural development of human sexuality and human sexual relationships, recognizing the beauty, joy, and positive utility in it on both a personal and cultural level. The next term is sex negative. Sex negative is stripping people of their natural sexuality and punishing them for being sexual. The next term is sexual orientation. This is the general demographic one is sexually attracted towards. This makes no distinction with regards to sexual activity, as in whether or not a person is celibate versus being sexually active. MAP, Minor Attracted Person, or MAP. This acronym is an umbrella term. It is anyone attracted to people recognized as legal minors. Next we have pedophile. A pedophile is an individual attracted to prepubescent people. Next, hebephile. A hebephile, or hebephile, if you will, is attracted to people going through puberty. Next, an ephebophile, or some people just pronounce it phebophile, is someone attracted to post-pubescent minors. This could be like 14 to 17, though. I think, clinically speaking, if you're an older person and you're still attracted to an 18 or a 19-year-old, you might still be considered an ephebophile. Pedosexual. Pedosexual is to pedophile what homosexual is to homophile. There's not really a whole lot more to say about it. It's just an alternative to pedophile, child lover, or CL. This is going to be a pedophile or pedosexual. Teen lover, or TL. This will be either a hebephile or an ephebophile. Childhood sexuality. This is the sexuality often experienced during childhood. Boy lover, or BL. This is generally an adult who is into boys, small or teenage. Girl lover, or GL. This is generally an adult who is into girls, small or teenage. There are also a few variations of the previous terms with this. For example, teen lover can be combined with boy lover. So TBL is a teen boy lover, or a TGL is a teen girl lover. There's also LBL, which is little boy lover, and LGL, which is little girl lover. So let's move along. Teen or adolescent sexuality. This is the sexuality often experienced during teenage years. Intergenerational relationships. These are an intimate relationship between two people of different age groups where there is no family responsibility or obligation. It is one of a kindred attraction and magnetism. Sex abuse industry. The sex abuse industry is the collective of everything and everyone which financially and professionally profits from expanded broad definitions of sex abuse or sexual assault. This can be anything from specialized therapists to prosecutors to authors to zealous researchers to privately owned prisons, and on and on. These are people who, quote-unquote, rescue minors who objectively do not need to be rescued from anything. Their motives are more about enforcing social norms than saving children in real peril. Next we have current social structure as it relates to the issue of human sexuality. This is a social structure which devalues, punishes, and demonizes any natural human sexuality, which does not fit into a strict social narrative. It does not allow for individual, natural human diversity in sexuality. Next, we have sexual superstitions. These are anything believed about sex, which is not backed up by sound research. Generally, I use this term to identify statements which are easy to recognize as fallacious. And finally, we have the term kind. This is a relatively new term I've been considering adopting. Kind can be seen as a reference to child, as in kind or kinder, but it also means caring and affectionate. Some minor attracted people are referring to us as kind people, and it is an adoption and a practice which I do give my blessing to. I don't use it that much myself, but I may start using it. And this concludes my very brief listing of acronyms and terminologies that I commonly use here. I hope this has been helpful.